Simple JS is here with another episode for you guys. I'm hoping everyone's doing great. If you're a first-time listener, thank you for streaming this little Engine That Could podcast. If you are a returning listener, you guys are my extended family. You know, my cousins, you know, aunts, like distant relatives that I haven't met yet, but I hope to meet most of you soon or sometime in the near future. I love you guys. I love all the feedback. I love all the positive energy that I get from you guys. I just love each and every one of you, and I'm sending you all a big virtual hug to tell you thank you for all the support and all the love. And I'm hoping you guys are practicing your mantra of being positive. I keep telling you guys, if you feed into all this positive energy and give it off in return and just surround yourself with positive aura, you'll see how much better your life will be moving forward. I'm manifesting all the blessings and positivity to each and every one of you wherever you are in the world. And just know that whatever happens, you have a big time cheerleader and supporter in me. And I just want all the best that life has to offer for each and every one of you. Today's podcast is going to be focused on love. Love in the sense that I want us to know our love language, each and every one of us. We all know there are different types of love languages. And if you guys aren't familiar, there are five main ones that they try to target. So I want us all to know what our love language is so we can be able to express to our partners or significant others what it is that makes us tick, what it is that works for us in terms of a relationship, what it is that gets us going, that makes us even more intrigued and gets us more open and raw and honest in terms of a relationship. So let's get into it. There are five love languages. So I'm going to start with the first one. The first one is words of affirmation. There are a lot of people who are in a relationship, they like compliments. Oh, you look great today. You look stunning. I love that, what you're wearing. That makeup just makes you look so beautiful. That dress just sits and hugs your curves so well. You're wearing such a nice dress shirt. It just shows everything. You look so toned today. I just love how you look overall. I just love you. I appreciate you. I really do like you as a person. They just want to hear these things. Those are words of affirmation. You're affirming your like, love, or appreciation for the person. However you compliment them, whatever you say, they just want to hear that you think about them. They just want to know that they're valued and they're not just there as a placeholder. So a lot of people in relationships like words of affirmation. So you have to find out if this is a love language for your partner. And if this is, then you need to give them that. You need to feed their soul and feed their need to hear these things, because this is what's going to build them up, whether it's their self-esteem, whether it's their confidence, and get them very much open and honest and a little bit more able to communicate with you more. The next love language there is acts of service. Acts of service come in different forms. If your partner is sick and you take it upon yourself to help nurse them back to health, that's an act of service. If your partner is at work and forgot their keys, or maybe forgot to pack lunch and you go out of your way to get them their keys and lunch, or just to send them flowers just to cheer them up, that's an act of service. So act of service is basically something, it's an action, something you can do to show that you care about the person, to show that you value them, to show that you value the love that you guys share, and to show that you appreciate them being a constant presence in your life. So as I said, an act of service is something that shows that you are basically there. You're basically honoring or even showing that you are appreciative of the person being in your life. So you could do anything to show acts of service. So that's the second love language. The third love language is gifts. Some people don't mind getting a card on a random day. Some people like getting love poems, little notes to say, hey, good morning, beautiful. I hope you have a great day. Good morning, love. The sun is out. You're radiant. I think you're amazing. I love you. Or some people like expensive gifts, maybe a Louis bag, maybe a Louis belt, maybe trips to Cancun, maybe a trip to Abu Dhabi, maybe a trip to Mexico, whatever the gift. There are folks, when they're in a relationship, they like gifts. This is their way of knowing that you genuinely, honestly care about them as a person and as a significant part of your life. So you also need to find out if this person is someone that loves gifts. And if they are, then whether you have to do it on a regular basis, that depends on the communication you guys have to know if this person likes to be given gifts regularly or at least given some appreciative gifts every now and then. Because there are a lot of people who don't really need gifts all the time, but then you have those who need gifts constantly because they need that constant reminder that you care, you're invested, and you value them as a person and as your partner and as someone that you deeply, deeply are connected to. The next love language is physical touch. A lot of people love this. This is how most people communicate. Some people like to look at you eyeball to eyeball. Some folks like to be around you. They like touching your hands. They like caressing your hands. They just want to be able to give you a hug constantly. They just want to cuddle with you. They just want to warm up to you and cozy up to you, maybe next to a fireplace. They just want to lay next to you in bed. They need and require that physical touch. That's what sets them off. That's what gets them going. That's what gets them in that way of showing you that they truly care and that they really appreciate you being around. So again, this involves communication so you can understand if physical touch is one of your partner's love languages. But I've noticed that for most folks, physical touch is where it's at. And it's important for them to be able to see you and be in your presence and feel you and touch you. Because some people communicate better by touching. A lot of people, I've noticed, aren't great talkers. But they show you how they care with physical contact, physical touch, being in your presence, eyeballing, being able to just have that opportunity to whisper in your ear or just lay on your shoulder. So again, as I told you guys, you have to do the work in order to know if this is your partner's love language. And lastly, quality time. Folks like to know that you're going to be present. And a lot of folks like the attention in terms of a relationship. They really feed off having the attention. And for them, it shows that you're invested. For them, it shows that you are not just here today and gone tomorrow. You're there for the long haul. A lot of people require that quality time, as that quality time allows them to communicate with you, express their wants, their needs, their desires, what they like, that don't like, what works, what doesn't work. So in order to feed that, which is your relationship, because like your relationship is like a plant or a little seed that you have to plant and water and germinate in order for it to grow. So your relationship needs all that quality time in order for it to be nurtured and grow from strength to strength. So quality time is important for a lot of folks in a relationship. But you won't find this out unless you do what I tell you guys all the time. Communicate. You have to communicate with your partner to understand if this is their love language. And there are folks who require just one of these five love languages in order for things to work for them. Some require 2, some require 3, and there are just those who require all 5 of these to be displayed on a regular or maybe on a alternate basis in order for them to know that you truly care for them deeply, that you really value them not only as your partner but as a person, and that you appreciate what they bring to the relationship or what they bring to the situation. So again, I advise you guys to know the 5 love languages. I'm going to repeat it for you guys. It's words of affirmation, it's physical touch, it's quality time, it's acts of service, and it's gifts. There's 5 of them. Do some research, get some more intel on it, sit with your partner, communicate like I always tell you guys to do, and find out which of these works for your partner. And in the end, it will ultimately enhance your relationship. It will ultimately get your relationship on a better footing. You guys will get a better understanding of each other. You guys will see ultimately that it will work long term, because now you have a grasp of what works for your partner, and also your partner will have a grasp of what works for you. So moving forward, little things won't get in the way anymore, because you understand, okay, my partner likes physical touch, so I'm going to rearrange my schedule in order to make sure I make time for that. My partner likes having that quality time, so I'm going to make some time to make sure I give my partner that quality time. Okay, my partner doesn't feel appreciated. Let me get her something to show that I care. Oh wow, my partner doesn't feel as though he's not feeling his best today, or he doesn't feel as confident as he normally does. Let me tell him how much of a wonderful person he is. Let me reassure him that he's just an amazing, maybe he's a father, he's an amazing father, he's an amazing husband, he's an amazing boyfriend, he's an amazing person. So words of affirmation for that situation would work. So I'm advising you guys moving forward, check out what your love languages are. There are different places you can go online and do the quiz, different quizzes at different websites that you can go and check. And based off your answers, you'll find out what works for you in terms of the love languages. And you'll be able to better communicate with your partner what will work for you ultimately long term. So I'm hoping that you guys will take this to heart. You guys will do the research. You guys will put in the time to find out what your love language is, so that you guys can put in the time in your relationship to bond better with each other by knowing each other's love languages, and that ultimately you will see your relationship or your situation grow from strength to strength, because now you have a better understanding of each other and what works and what doesn't work. I'm hoping moving forward that we all are able to get a better love experience, bonding experience, ultimately a better sex experience, because then you'll understand what works, and happiness, joy, and of course positivity is going to spread throughout your relationship moving forward. And I'm just wishing tons of love and joy to each and every one of you all moving forward. And as I always tell you guys, be you and live by your own rules. Bye guys.